I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The UN calls on Mauritania to abolish slavery. Slavery makes up nearly 4% of the population there, according to a global slavery index. West Africa is home to half of the countries where slavery is most common. Lorella Rouster says Every Child Ministries rescues shrine slaves in the region.
We have found that the gospel can be the means by which they are freed. It can really facilitate that.
Learn more about ECM's New Life Center at our website. There's something you can do right now.
Our number one thing that we really need is prayer cover.
Meanwhile, 1.4 billion people live in poverty. Is there an answer? Farms International believes they have an answer for at least Thailand. Michael Phillips of Farms International says handouts aren't the answer. He's talking about microenterprise loans, just a couple $100 that they have to pay back. Using interest-free loans from farms, families start a project that will provide an income for them. They pay back the loan and are taught to tithe.
It's not just paying it back to people. It's the concept of God is loaning them money they want to give back to God.
Help Farms International end poverty and share the gospel around the world. We have a link at our website. And everyone loves a good bargain, right? Well, with Christmas almost here, Food for the Hungry has published their holiday season catalog. You have an opportunity to give something like a sheep to a family in need. With it, a single mom in Ethiopia can sell the wool to earn extra income or learn a trade. Visit missionnetworknews.org for details. Sharing Jesus through a gift is a bargain itself. Giving a sheep to open doors for the kingdom? Priceless. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.